A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected viewers of Mother Nation, we once again welcome you in our program, The Knowledge and Wisdom. In this program, we bring various topics and we try and gather pearls of knowledge and wisdom. And today we'll be talking about a topic of attachment with Quran, part 2, inshallah. We have already discussed this last week, inshallah. We'll continue that same topic today. Be with us from start to end, inshallah. Immense amount of knowledge you'll be learning. Ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program from start to end. Let's also make good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrati Allama, Maulana, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri. Namat barakatuhumul aliyah. Has given us this beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I will present it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can make this intention, you will listen with focus, with concentration, you will remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others. Respected verse, last week we were discussing a verse from Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 26. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Holy Quran, Allah is not shy of stating anything in relating an example, whether it is even a mosquito or above that. In any case, the believers know that this is the truth from their Lord. And as for the disbelievers, they say, what did Allah mean by this example? Allah misguides many through it and guides many through it. And with it, the only misguides the disobedient. Last week, we discussed regarding this very verse in detail. Just for a recap, we also learned from this word that we should not hesitate, shy away, explaining and learning the Masail and the truth. Islamic rulings, learning the deen of Islam and propagating it, we should not shy off, we should not hesitate. This is what we should know when it comes to mention haq and truth. We should have confidence and we should not hesitate and shy away. Because it is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is not shy of stating anything in relating an example, whether it is even a mosquito or above that. So we should also not shy off explaining or learning Deen-e Islam. Another lesson that we learned from this very verse is that if we listen something, two groups they were mentioned in this, the Ahle Iman and those the non-believers. The believers, when they study the examples, they try and understand what is the message, what is the wisdom behind this. And they believe in it and they try and understand it. Whereas non-believers, they start objecting. The only purpose of their studying or reading is objection. And that's why they get misguidance. So we learn that in our daily matters, also we should have this understanding that when it comes to learn something, we should have this intention that I'm studying and I'm learning this, not for the sake of objection, rather for an understanding. And if we don't know anything, we should ask. Question is good, but not just objecting something for no reason, without any intention of understanding. This is the practice of non-believers, whereas believers, they try and read to understand, not to object. Now let me explain you from this another beautiful verse of the Holy Quran. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about the vicegerent, right? The Khilafat of Sayyidina Adam and Anabina alayhi salatu wasalam, when it was mentioned. So the angels, they asked one question. And what was their question? They said, will you appoint upon it one who will create discord therein and shed blood while we glorify you through your praise and state your purity? So the angels, they wanted to understand the wisdom of the Khilafat of Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Why is he being appointed as a vicegerent? This was their question, to understand what is the hikmat, the wisdom behind it. That's why they asked. They were not objecting. They were asking a question for their knowledge. Now when it came to Shaitan, Iblis, La'in, he objected. And he did not understand the hikmat, the wisdom behind it. That Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam is being made the vicegerent. So he did not understand this. And he objected, rather than asking question, he did objection. And he said, أَأَسْجُدُ لِمَنْ خَلَقْتَ طِينَا. Shall I prostrate to one whom you have created from clay? Now these are the two scenarios. Angels, they inquired, they humbly asked. So for them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, بَلْ عِبَادٌ مُكْرَمُونَ. They, the angels, are honored creation. Whereas Shaitan, Iblis, La'in, he did not question, rather objected. And that's the reason he got rejected from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَقْرُجْ مِنْهَا فَإِنَّكَ رَجِيمٌ وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكَ لَعْنَتِي إِلَى يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. Be gone from it, meaning from paradise. Indeed, you are accursed. My curse is upon you until the day of judgment. So we learn that if we do not understand wisdom behind anything, so trying to understand it, to learn it, this is good practice. Whereas just objecting for the reason we did not understand, this could put us into the ditches of destruction. Respectful viewers, in Bukhari Sharif there is a hadith. There was a person who came in the court of Rasulullah. He recited Shahada, accepted Islam. Now that person used to offer salah also. He used to do good deeds also. And Rasulullah showered further blessing upon him in a way that he made him Katibe Wahi, meaning the scribe of revelation. He used to write the divine revelation, meaning whenever Quran used to reveal, he was given this responsibility to note the verses, write them, and protect and preserve them. So what a great status it was, but unfortunately, he started objecting the verses of the Holy Quran. Instead of understanding, he indulged in doubts to the extent that he abandoned Islam, astaghfirullah, and returned back to disbelief. Allahu Akbar, what was his end? It is mentioned when that person died, and after his funeral was done and he was buried, and people left, next morning it was seen that his dead body was out on the ground. They thought, maybe this is done by the Muslims because of animosity or something. They have taken him out from the grave. Hence, they buried him again and went home. Next morning, his dead body was again on the ground. He was buried again. And then third day also, his dead body was out from the ground. Earth did not accept such a person. And the people, they were burying him, they understood that this is not an act of insan or human. Rather, this is the punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They left him like that and left. You see, those they object Quran, disrespected, what is their end? May Allah protect us. Alhamdulillah, we believe in Quran. We love Quran. And our belief is to the extent that we believe in each and every chapter, juz, verse, word, even every letter of the Quran which has been revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. and believe that this is the true kalam, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But unfortunately, sadly, there are people who do not understand the ahkamat, certain Islamic rulings mentioned in the Quran. They do not understand why Islam says regarding the hurmat of interest, why it says taking or giving interest is haram. There are some people that do not get satisfied regarding the rulings of inheritance. Some don't understand Islamic rulings regarding willing. Some don't understand the mas'ala of intercession. And there are some that don't understand mas'ala of ilm al-ghayb. And some seem objecting various punishments in Islam against various crimes and sins. And what they try and understand from their intellect. They don't understand the reason behind it. What is the wisdom why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done? Without understanding, they start objecting and they start creating doubts in their minds. This is not good. Respectfully, if you don't know, it's better to go and ask ulama and scholars. Try and explore what is the wisdom behind it. What is the reason behind it? Why is that the case? And ulama, they will explain, inshallah, you will understand. It is not that there is a fault and defect in Quran or the Islamic rulings. It is the fault of our intellect, which cannot comprehend, which cannot understand. We should rather fix that instead of objecting the verses of Quran or masail of deen. Yes, respectfully, remember, ulama, they say, if someone even doubts about any explained matter of the Quran, he is a disbeliever. Just doubting about something which is mentioned in the Quran, that it is true or not. We cannot doubt. We have to believe that whatever is mentioned in Quran is haq, is true. If we understand, alhamdulillah. If we don't understand, we should not object. We should try and understand. Whether we understand or not, yet we need to believe this is haq, this is truth, and this is the kalam and word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe it is a defect of my intellect. I'm not able to understand, but whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed is haq, is truth. This should be our mindset. Yes, there are certain verses of the Holy Quran which are beyond our intellect. We have not been given the knowledge of those verses. They are called ayate mutashabihat. So how will we understand? For that, all we have to say is, آمَنَّا بِهِ كُلٌّ مِّنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّنَا. We have believed in this. All this is from our Lord. In this is protection. Alhamdulillah. Quran is our imam. Any theory, any philosophy, any research which is against Quran, that theory, that philosophy will be rejected. But we will believe in Quran. Remember this. Because these researches, these theories, these scientific philosophies, they keep on changing. But Quran is the divine book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator. This is haq. It does not change. Simple ruling. Anything which goes against Quran and Hadith, we will reject it. Because Quran is our imam. Sahabi Rasul Hazrat Abdullah bin Masud radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says, إِنَّ الْقُرْآنَ شَافِعٌ وَمُشَفَّعٌ. Quran does intercession and its intercession will be accepted. And whoever will make Quran its imam, this will take him to Jannah. وَمَنْ جَعْلَهُ خَلْفَهُ سَاقَهُ إِلَى النَّارِ. And the one will put Quran to his back, it will push him towards Jahannam. Hellfire. So in short, in any matter, we should make Quran our imam. If you want to live your life as a Muslim, so without Quran, this is not possible. Respected viewers, this is the time of fitna. So many fitnas. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said, there will come a time when a person sitting will be better than standing, and the one who will be standing will be better than walking. Probably a time for which Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said that a person will be mu'min in the morning and disbeliever in the evening. Probably this is that time. Allahu Akbar. So in this day and age, we need to attach ourselves with Quran. There is a need that our attachment with Quran shall be strong. So when we say our attachment with Quran, the very first thing is we should learn the Quran. And there are very, very few who know how to read Quran properly, with proper rules and regulations of tajweed and qiraat, let alone understand. That is the next stage. And if we have studied, if we have learned Quran, it's always a good idea to go to Imam Sahib, a proper Qari Sahib who knows Quran with proper rules and regulations, and read out your Quran to them. Ask them to test you. Read out your Salah in front of them. Get corrections. Don't shy. We learn from the verse of the Holy Quran. We should not shy away from learning. No matter if we are old, we should still learn. We should seek knowledge from cradle to grave. Unfortunately, we do not have time to study Quran. Only in Ramadan, we remove a bit of dust from Quran, we kiss it, we open it. Few early days of Ramadan, we recite a bit, and then we close and we forget. And next year, we will open Quran. Astaghfirullah. This is how is our mentality, our mindset, our practice. That's how we are doing. Whereas many social media platforms, we're always online. We're always seen using them, spending our time, rather wasting our time a lot. And there are some who spend their time in sinning. Unfortunately, we don't have time to offer salah. Unfortunately, we don't have time to open Quran, read it, understand it. What is the message for me? To the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing. What are those messages? What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has addressed us? Unfortunately, sadly, we have not even read those ayahs of the Holy Quran, where Allah is directly talking to us, addressing us. Recitation of the Quran is excellent ibadah, afdal ibadah. When a person recites Quran, rahmah descends, blessing descends. And angels, they shade with their wings. Quran will do intercession on the Day of Judgment of those they recite it. The one who recites Quran in Salah, for him, there are 100 good deeds against every letter. The one who offers Salah standing and recites Quran, he will get 100 good deeds against every letter. And the one who offers Salah while sitting and recites Quran, he will get 50 good deeds against every letter. And the one who recites the Quran without Salah, he will get 25 deeds against every letter. With wudu if he recites, and without wudu if he does the recitation, for him there are 10 good deeds against every letter. Qari Quran, the one who recites Quran is like who holds the flag of Islam. The one who recites Quran, he remains protected from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many blessings. I can go on and on and on. Respect you, viewers, not only the barakat and blessings and good deeds you will get, but when you learn Quran, when you understand Quran, when you know its meaning, right, when you dive deep into the ocean of knowledge and pearls which are there, then you will start getting the taste of Quran. Try and attach yourself with this beautiful kalam of our Rabb Azza wa Jal. Make intention today, inshallah. From today onwards, we'll try to recite Quran. We try to strengthen our relationship with Quran. We will be learning it, we'll be understanding it, and then we'll be acting upon it. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the purpose of our coming in this dunya. We need to prepare for the hereafter. And this is the book of our Rabb Azza wa Jal. We should love it. We should respect it. Not only love and respect it, rather we should try and read, understand it, and act upon it. That's all for today. We'll be back next week, same time, same channel, with another beautiful topic to gain knowledge and wisdom. Until next time, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through